Track 17. Bridge across salt marsh and salt pans. Cross the footbridge over the salt marsh, and at the end you will find areas of mud and creeks and brick remains on your right, and a large pond of seawater surrounded by the seawall on your left. The features here are the last remaining evidence of the salt-making industry which thrived at Newtown until the late 19th century. However, some salt was still produced as late as the 1940s. Back in medieval times, before the French invasion, the Priory of Carisbrook was granted the Newtown Salt Works by William de Redvers in the late 12th century. Once the monks had been expelled from the priory in 1414, it is likely that the salt works came into the ownership of Swainston Manor. So how was salt made here? Seawater would be let in at high tide into a pond, like the one on the left, then channeled into several salt pans with banks connected by mud channels. Only a shallow covering of water was let into the salt pans to aid evaporation. Can you see the pile of bricks to your right now? This is the site of the old salt boiling house. The brine from the salt pan was transferred into a large clay-lined pit beside this structure and was then pumped up into vats to be boiled. These vats stood on brick kilns, fueled by coal. Once the salt had been boiled to crystallization, it was raked out, bagged, weighed, and stored. Nowadays, the salt pan feeder pond contains some extremely rare wildlife. This includes the lagoon shrimp called Gammarus insensibilis and brittle stars, which are a type of starfish. Little and common terns can feed undisturbed, and on a still day you can watch grey mullet jumping out of the pond or make out the squiggle of an eel. What was once a worksite is now a system of creeks full of wildlife.